I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Climate change is getting a lot of attention from many of the 2020 presidential candidates. Among the popular slogans, "We have 12 years to fix the climate," which emerged a few years ago. It appears on signs and in speeches, but what does it really mean? We tapped into local climate experts to find out. It's part of a new feature we've dubbed Climate City, an opportunity to explore and improve climate literacy and connect with the many climate scientists, experts, and communicators who live and work here in Western North Carolina. The largest environmental data archive in the world is in a basement in downtown Asheville, a really big basement.
Folks walk by this building every day and don't really know what's in it.
That's Jason Cooper, and this basement full of climate data is his workspace here in the federal building. Cooper is an archivist at NCEI, the National Centers for Environmental Information, part of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
If you can imagine 32,000 boxes of paper, we have over 125,000 reels of microfilm next door. We have data from 1735 until last month, so it really represents a very long time period. Some of our oldest data are from before instrumental record exists. In other words, no thermometers, no rain gauges, no wind vanes. So it's folks saying maybe on a certain day it was breezy, or we had a frost, or the lake froze over.
Today, thanks to satellite, radar, and other technology, NOAA collects more than 3.5 billion weather observations from around the world every day. Data that a team of NOAA scientists and experts use to monitor the climate. Their reports often make headlines, like this one featured on NPR's All Things Considered.
Deke Arndt works on forecasting at NOAA. He says hotter temperatures are making droughts more severe.
A warmer atmosphere is a thirstier atmosphere.
NOAA experts also collaborate with climate scientists around the world, including the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC. In 2018, the IPCC issued a special report titled Global Warming of 1.5. That report triggered slogans and calls to action from climate activists and politicians that are still heard today.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
And what the scientific community has told us is that we have all of 12 years in order to transform our energy system away from fossil fuel.
According to the IPCC, we are less than 12 years away from not being able to undo our mistakes.
So where did that "we have 12 years to fix the climate," which is actually 10 now that it's 2020, where did it come from and what does it mean?
So by way of background,
that's Tom Maycock. He was the science editor of the 2018 IPCC special report. His office is just upstairs from the NOAA Basement Archives. Maycock works for the North Carolina Institute for Climate Studies, which is funded in part by NOAA. He says the origins of the 2030 or bust catchphrase can be traced back to the 2015 Paris Agreement.
As part of the Paris Agreement, 2015, the IPCC was asked to produce a report on 1.5 degrees Celsius of global warming, so 1.5 degrees warmer than pre-industrial conditions. What are the impacts? How do those impacts compare to 2 degrees C of warming, which is sort of the original Paris target? But one of the conclusions was that to limit warming to 1.5 degrees C, we'd have to cut emissions by about half, 45%, by 2030, and bring emissions to zero by 2050. The short version of that is we have about 12 years to cut emissions in half if we want to stay under 1.5 degrees C. The report got a ton of media attention.
And there was one story in particular, says Maycock. It came from the British newspaper The Guardian. Maycock says the article was a pretty fair assessment of the findings.
But the headline says we have 12 years to limit the climate change catastrophe. Which is a little different implication. You hear this framed a lot of different ways. You hear people echo this idea of we have 12 years or we're doomed or it's going to be a catastrophe, and that is not at all what the science is telling us. Things are definitely worse at 1.5 than they are at 1, and certainly at 2 degrees than more so than 1.5. But it's not that we fall off a cliff at any of these temperature thresholds. It's not the end of the world.
Maycock adds, a sense of urgency is justified to avoid the more serious risks expected at higher levels of warming detailed in the report, including more intense heat waves, drought, heavy precipitation, and sea level rise, which will impact everything from coral reef ecosystems to human health.
I think it's helpful that people are concerned. I think that was the message of the report, is you should be concerned and that urgent action would be required if you want to avoid these more severe impacts at higher degrees of warming. Crucial question is which part of that message stuck. Is, you know, we have a very short amount of time to act if we want to achieve these goals. That's a correct interpretation of the scientific message. If it's we only have a few years or we're doomed, that's not a correct interpretation of the science. And so my hope would be that people take the seriousness of the message, but take it accurately in sort of the appropriate context.
Maycock says he hopes people will embrace both the science and the seriousness of the 2030 message without mischaracterizing the carbon reduction timeline as a deadline for climate catastrophe. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.